Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Lift off for Captain Kirk.
I want to see space. I want to see the Earth.
U.S. borders reopening.
More COVID travel restrictions about to be lifted.
Murder at a post office in Memphis.
The shooter is one of the three employees deceased.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Captain Kirk is set to go where he's never gone before in real life. William Shatner is scheduled to blast off for space with three other passengers aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket this morning. It'll make the Star Trek star the oldest person ever to make the trip. Correspondent Mark Strassman is at the spaceport in West Texas.
I'm going up into space. I don't know how many people can say that.
At 90, William Shatner has lived long. Jeff Bezos has prospered. Together, they'll turn Star Trek into reality, launching Shatner warp speed to the edge of space. Total up and down trip time, about 10 minutes. 55 years after Shatner's Captain James T. Kirk first defined star voyaging on television.
And it looks like there's a great deal of curiosity about this fictional character, Captain Kirk, going into space. Let's go along with it and enjoy the ride.
Flying with Shatner, who was comped a ticket by Blue Origin, to millionaire businessmen and a Blue Origin executive.
And you're going to hear the engine.
They've trained over the last 2 days for this moment, their space tourism adventure in Blue Origin's New Shepard crew capsule.
Travelers from Mexico and Canada will be able to cross U.S. land borders again. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the latest on pandemic-era travel limits.
Starting next month, the federal government will lift travel limits along the Canadian and Mexican border for non-essential travel like tourism and family visits. But this is only for travelers who can show proof they have been vaccinated against COVID.
Border communities have been urging the Biden administration to lift restrictions, arguing the ban has hurt local businesses. The Archbishop for U.S. Military Services, Timothy Broglio, says Catholic troops can refuse COVID vaccines based solely on conscientious objection, even if fetal tissue from abortions isn't used in making or testing them. Pope Francis has urged the faithful to get vaccinated, calling it an act of love. Gridlock at U.S. ports is driving up prices and jeopardizing holiday gift giving. President Biden meets with business executives and port directors today to try to get things moving. Carly McGinnis, whose California-based toy company is struggling to fulfill orders, has thought about going to great lengths to retrieve products trapped off Long Beach.
Chartering a helicopter to come and try to pull the container out of the shipyard. We also debated renting a U-Haul to unload it ourselves.
Advice from logistics experts, start shopping now. And good luck if you're trying to find someone at the store to help. A record-breaking 4.3 million Americans quit their jobs in August. For those who haven't, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
This is the time to figure out what is important to you. Is it pay? If it's pay, go do research, see what's out there. Go back to your boss, say, I want a higher salary. If that boss is not willing to pay you more, maybe a one-time bonus, maybe extra vacation, maybe benefits. If you want flexibility, go for it right now. Tell your boss, I was productive, I can be productive, I've proven it. And get the deal that you want.
A wildfire near Santa Barbara, California is growing. The flames have now forced hundreds of people from their homes. Correspondent Jamie Yukas is in Goleta.
High winds continued to fuel the Alisal fire as it threatened homes and ranches while closing down the main freeway through Santa Barbara County. This water-starved land hasn't burned since the mid-1950s.
Couple that with 40 to 50 mile an hour winds, extensive drought, and steep topography. It's just a perfect storm of a fire that's going to be very challenging.
Officials confirm the fire surrounded the area's ExxonMobil refinery on three sides, but they say the facility is safe. Dozens of horses were evacuated from ranches throughout the rugged canyons. Some 50 horses had to be moved from the Circle Bar B Ranch, which Patrick Brown and his family have owned for more than eight decades.
The fire season has become more year-round with no end in sight.
A House-passed bill to raise the debt ceiling heads to President Biden's desk today. It'll allow the government to keep paying bills into early December. The Senate passed the measure last week despite resistance from Republicans. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says it's an embarrassment.
Look at all the blood spilled for this relatively simple vote that simply provided a few extra months for the debt limit. I think that tells you what we're facing once again in December. The debt limit extensions used to be fairly bipartisan, but of course nothing's bipartisan anymore, really.
Two U.S. Postal Service workers were shot to death yesterday at a postal facility in Memphis' historic Orange Mound neighborhood. The FBI's Lisa Ann Culp on the suspect.
The shooter is one of the three employees deceased by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Roxanne Rogers' cousin, James Wilson, was one of the victims.
He was a good man. He's funny. He make you laugh. But I know that he's going to be missed. And I love him. I'm going to miss him.
Police haven't released a motive yet. An autopsy confirms 22-year-old Gabby Petito, last seen alive during a cross-country trip with her fiancé, was murdered. Teton County, Wyoming coroner Dr. Brent Blue.
We find the cause and manner to be cause death by strangulation. And manner is homicide.
Dr. Blue says her body was outside for 3 to 4 weeks before it was found in Bridger Teton National Forest. Police say her fiance, Brian Laundrie, is a person of interest. He's been missing since last month. Forget Bridgerton.
Now's our chance!
Netflix says Squid Game has taken over as its biggest show ever. The streamer says the Korean survival thriller has reached 111 million viewers since it was released almost a month ago. Netflix's previous leader, Bridgerton, had 82 million viewers as of this past January. The Rolling Stones have cut one of their most popular songs from their current No Filter tour. Lyrics to 1971's Brown Sugar describe the horrors of slavery, including women being whipped and raped by a violent master. Critics have slammed it as crude and insensitive. A milestone for a music icon.
He's a singer, songwriter, actor, and producer. Just call him a jack of all trades. Paul Simon turns 80 today.
Slip sliding away.
Simon's career spans six decades. He's best known for his solo work and his time with Art Garfunkel as duo Simon and Garfunkel.
God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson.
They released five studio albums and were known as one of the biggest groups of the 60s. After they split, Simon's solo work got critical acclaim and hit the top of the Billboard charts several times. He's got 16 Grammys, and according to Rolling Stone, he's one of the greatest guitarists and songwriters ever. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Another legendary musician's recounting a terrifying brush with COVID. 81-year-old Smokey Robinson tells the Daily Mail he was hospitalized for 11 days last December and almost died in acute care. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.